Okay, today we are going to learn the last year on the Maisa of Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Kiva. Before we begin Rav Papa, today is sort of a Ketzais day. We're going to mention a few of the ideas of the Ketzais. Maybe it'll be a good, all these happen to be a good mishalim of why the Ketzais is sometimes so controversial. If you remember last year, we were learning Gittin for a while, and then we came upon the Ketzais who said a chiddush that by a get, the husband doesn't have to be makna the get to the wife. All he really needs is a mice and the sina. However, the Ketzais worked with it. That was the Ketzais davni meluim. That really by get you need v'nasan biyada. All you need is a nesina, and then the nesina he has to be kind of the paper afterwards. However, it worked. The Ketzais comes along here by Hilchis Matnis Kuhuna, Trumas and Maestris, and he says a similar idea. The Ketzais says in Simen Resh Mem Gimel, and the Stipler brings this down in the next piece that was that Yud Ches in the Stipler, that the Ketzais Shita is by Trumas and Maestris that you don't have to be Makna the Trumas and Maestris to the Kayan. You have to get Vinasan, it's a mitzvah of Nesina. The mitzvah of Nesina of Matnes Kahuna. To give. So you have to give it. So it doesn't technically need a haknah. My nafkamina. Ketzais is dealing with the question of whether you can give Trumas or Maestras to a cotton. Let's say somebody has Trumas and Maestras, he wants to give it away. Can he give it to a cotton? It's a yaitzah, the mitzvah of Nesinas Trumas and Maestras by giving it to Ketanim. Now, Avada, a cotton's allowed to eat. There's no question. A Kohen cotton's allowed to eat Truma, and a Kohen Levi could eat Maeser, and a cotton could eat Maeser Sheni. That's not the Shaila. The Shaila is the mitzvah that Yisrael has to give away his Trumas and Maestras. Could he be yaitzah if he gives it to a cotton? So the Ketzais says, it's a Beferisha Gemara. The Gemara says, I believe he brings from Yevamis Daf Tzadik Tes. The Gemara says, Ein Chalkin Matanois L'Kahuna L'Ketanim Begairin. When they had their silos where they gave out Trumas or Maestris, they didn't give an equal portion to a cotton. Because it wasn't Bakavadik. To give a cotton an equal portion, everyone waiting online and have ketanim mixed in. Avol mishalchin lebeisam, but they would send trumas u'maisus. They would tell the ketanim, let's say it was the yasim who didn't have a father to come and get it for him, so they would send it to the cotton's house, the trumas u'maisus. It's clear from the Gemara. I mean, they were concerned with the kavod abrius of having a ketanim waiting online with the gedolim, but. As dine trumas u'maisris, it's clear that you could give trumas u'maisris to a cotton. In fact, the Ketzais, but tovas hanor lav mamin, we paskin that tovas hanor lav mamin, which the Ketzais understands it means that the Yisrael doesn't really own it. So how can a cotton be kind of it? You all know, min ha-Torah, could a cotton be kind of things? We've had numerous times. Min ha-Torah, a cotton could only be kind of if what? If das acheres makna, if somebody is makna it to him. Zaktik tzais, das acheres makna could work if it belongs to the giver could be makna to the cotton. If I own a luliv, I could be makna to a cotton. So then a cotton could have kinyan. So if you hold Tevis Hanah, Mamin, and the Yisrael owns the Trumas u'Maisris to a certain degree, he has a certain ownership, so it makes sense, he could be makne to a cotton. But if you hold Tevis Hanah, Lav Mamin, that means Yisrael doesn't own anything in it, he's appointed to give it out. If you hold Tevis Hanah, Lav Mamin, so how can he be makna to a cotton? There's no das acheres makna. How could a katan get trumas amaisus? How are you yotze yedei nesina by giving it to a katan? This is the kasha that bothers the ktzais. How can be yotze yedei nesina by giving it to a katan? According to yesterday's stipler, it's really not shver, because the stipler learned that even if you go to Tevison Olav Mamin, it could be Mamin, Lagabi being Machnid. But the Ktsais is not going with the stipler. The Ktsais just says, how could you be Machna with how could you give it to a cut? Alamai, the Ktsais in his second Hezbeh, there's two Hezbeirim, but in the second Hezbeh there he says that the way you can give it to a cut is, because all you need is Nesina. You don't need Kinyan by Trumas, or Maestris. All you need is a mice in the scene, the Masan Masata Lakayin, Levi. So if you give it to the Kayin in the scene, that's good enough. You makain the mitzvah of Nesinas Trumas Umaisus. This is the Ktsais's Chiddush, which by itself is not such a sounds like it's Davar Mistavar. Torah says Masata, so you give it. So if you give it, it's given, it's good enough. The problem with the Ktsais is if that's true, that all you need by Trumas of Maestris is Nesina, our whole Amid, the story of Reb Gamliel, what's going on here? This whole Amid is wondering how Reb Gamliel was maknit with a kinyan to Reb Yeshua and to Reb Akiva. If all you need is Nesina, what's the problem? He rented them the karka, and then it was in the scene that was placed on their karka. I did not kaina. It's a chatzah shem mishdamer, but who cares? It's in the scene. If you don't need dine kinyanim, so what's the problem here in the whole sukkah? And furthermore, the Gemara says if Tevis Hano Alav Momin, you couldn't give it to him with the kinyan agav. You couldn't be makdei to him. Who cares if Tevis Hano? The whole ktsais is saying, even if Tevis Hano Alav Mamin, you can still give it to a cotton just by it being by the cotton. So, here also, Rav Gamliel can hold Tevis Hano Alav Mamin, and you can be Makneit in Hilchas Kinyanim, but it's by Rabbi Akiva, it's by Rabbi Yeshua, it's at his location. So it's in the Sina. Right, but I don't need agav unless I need kinyanim. If I don't need kinyanim, then I don't need agav and I don't need sudar. Not by accident. We did it by accident. I'm deliberately putting it into his chatzar. I'm putting it into his chatzar. It's a chatzar shein mishtameres is not kaina. That's okay. It'll be there. It's safe. It's in a mishtameres. The family doesn't know it's his, but it's in the sina. If you put something in a cotton's hand, it's safe. I don't know if it's safe there either. In the scene that it is. So it seems to be a major problem with the Ktsaisis Yisayin. Now imagine if we'd be learning Sechtes Maaseh Sheni, we would have a lot of the Ktsaisis Yisayin would come up all over the place, because if you hold that all you need is Nesina by giving Matnes Kuna, so there probably are many sugyas there where it comes up.
No
Nesina means it has to be put into their rishas, so it's in their rishas.
It's there already. There's no nesina.
By a get, kahai gavna, it works.
She says your get's here, and she takes it. It's not a nesina.
Yeah, yes. But remember we said that if I put the get on the karka, the husband puts the get on the karka, then he's makna the karka to her, then it is a nesina. So we said that it is a good nesina, right? The get on Shabbos we had. What did he mark to the karka where the get was located? So this is the stipler's kasha on the ktsais. It's a nice side of the ktsais that all you need is nesina, but doesn't stem with the lechayr with the whole sugya. So the stipler has a very interesting way of dealing with it. The stipler says that really Nesina is good enough. But Reb Gamliel had to do a kinyan. Why do you have to do a kinyan? The Stapa says like this. He says, let's see. Who was he marked? Who was he giving it to? Rabbi Shua, Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shua was the Levi. Rabbi Shua gets the Meiser. What did Rabbi Shua do afterwards? Rabbi Shua do with the Meiser. He separated Trumas Meiser. Right? He had to go now and separate Trumas Meiser and be makne to a Kayan. Or do a Nesina to a Kayan. Rabbi Yeshua had to be kainit. Taka al tzilchis nesinas meiser. It's enough for Rabbi Gamliel should do a nesina to Rabbi Yeshua. That's good enough. But since Rabbi Yeshua himself was mechayiv in trumas meiser, Rabbi Yeshua had to own it. Because he can't give trumas meiser unless you own it. So it turns out that even though really Rabbi Gamliel would have been enough to do a nesina for himself, for his chayiv of beer meisris, but in this story, he had to do a haknoah. Why did he have to do a haknoah? Because Rabbi Yeshua, in turn, had to be able to pass it on to a kayin. Now, I can't do a nesina. If you give me something b'kinyan, I can give it away. If you give something b'nesina without a kinyan, you just put it in my chatz hashem mishtameres, I can't be makdid. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua had to be kayin. Why? Not because the hilchis nesina is truma. The Altilchus Nesina, Strumas and Maises would be good enough in Nesina to Rabbi Yeshua. But in order for Rabbi Yeshua to go now and separate Truma and give it to someone else, he had to be the Bailim. For him to be Bailim, he needed a Kenyan. Because that explains Rabbi Yeshua. That explains where Rabbi Yeshua needed it. The Raya, though, is from both. The Stifler brings to the Lashon HaGemara, the Raya is from Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yeshua. V'chi Rabbi Yeshua v'Rabbi Kiva b'tzatzadeu. The rice of both. What about Rabbi Kiva? So the Stifler says something about Rabbi Kiva, which is nagei a little to what we were talking about yesterday. The Stifler says, Rabbi Kiva, what was he? He wasn't an ani. Rabbi Kiva was the gabai aniyan. He was the gabai. So now Rabbi Gamliel gave the maisa ani to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva himself has to distribute this to Aniyim. He also has to distribute it to Aniyim. How's he going to distribute it to Aniyim? In order for him to be able to distribute it to Aniyim, he had to be kainit. Just like Rabbi Shua had to give it out, Rabbi Kiva had to give it out.
He's not giving it out now. He's giving it out when he gets
so
home.
So I would think he's not giving it out now. Give it out when he gets home. The Stipler says that Rabbi Kiva had the same chi of biur, and he had to give out the Maisa Ani to the Aniyim. So he must have done Kinyanam on the boat for the Aniyim.
So the Shas Beer, I can't give to a Kotten? I can't give to a Kotten, because he can't give to a
Kotten.
I can't give to a
Kotten who's a Gabai, but the Kotten is himself.
I can't give
to a Kotten who's a Levi. He's going to have a problem with Trumas Maestros. Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's going to have problems with Trumas Maestros.
I do mind seeing that they're giving it to this Kotten. I don't care about him.
I understand. So you could be Yaitzi on the scene of you're Yaitzi on the scene by giving it to him. But in this Maisa Shahaya, Rav Gamliel gave it to Rabbi Yeshua in a way Rabbi Yeshua would be able to give it Vaita.
Why should he do that? Let him just do
it
in the scene.
Because Rabbi Yeshua wasn't interested in getting it in the way that he can't give away the Trumas Maisas. The interest was to do a Kenyan. So that the Trumas Maisas could be given out before there's Manabir. Now, if they're stuck, he would have done the Sina without it. But it's not what happened. We know what happened. The story is, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yeshua turned around and he gave him Trumas Maisas.
And then when Rabbi Yeshua comes back from the boat, he'll pick it up, he'll make a king on it, and then he'll do it.
Fine.
Then he has the next Shazmir, he has the next one.
It's fine. If you would have been on the boat, you could have done it that way. And maybe Rabbi Gamliel could have done it that way. But he didn't do it that way. We know that Rabbi Gamliel gave it to Rabbi Yeshua, and Rabbi Yeshua gave it to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah the Trumas Maisas. We know that that's the story. That's the way the story happened, Lamaisa. So maybe the Gemara is good. The Gemara says, how did he do a Kenyan? Rav Gamliel did it that way. Could he have done it your way? Probably. But Rav Gamliel Lamaisa, we know the fact, the story was that he did it this way. So maybe the Gemara tries to figure out the king. So it's a very geshmak of Terence, the Stipler. What he's saying is that the Ketzais is Emes. All you need for Mitzvah Truma Maisa is Nesina Ba'alma. And that's why you can give it to a Kayan, who's a cut, or a Levi who's a cut, no problem. So all you need is Nesina. this Gemara, they did a Kenyan. They didn't just do a Nesina. Yeah, there was Zaytik reasons they wanted to do a Kenyan. We know they did a Kenyan here. Because we know that Rabbi Shua gave Trumas Maisvis, so we know that there was another Kenyan here.
So then the Gemara should have mentioned that this at the latter part of the story. It leaves out the Iker product. Until now we're thinking the point is getting a Kenyan. So, but here it comes out that no, he really could have given it to no problem. This part of the story really is not an issue. But only if you know what happened later, that he went and he gave the Trumas Maisvis, and he gave Manas and Edim, oh, then it's going to be a problem. The Gemara should have said something.
Iker chasa from the Gemara. Iker is chasa from the Gemara. Gemara is saying that he did a Kenyan. Ah, you yaitzu with Nesina. So we have a teretz. Why did the Gemara say it? Could be the reason the Gemara didn't bother saying it is because the typical case of Trumas and Maisus is a Kenyan. Normally, you give Trumas and Maisus, you give it with a Kenyan, with Akna, Gemara. It happens to be there's a din yaitzu with Nesina, which is only an afkamina in certain cases. So if you list the cash, I'll tell you the end of the Bryson. But could be that's why I didn't bring it. At any rate, this is the way the stipler answers up the Ketzais. And if you follow the stipler, Bederach Pulpula, is Marviach, a tremendous, to answer a Kivega's Akasha, with the way he explains the story. Okay, till now it's pretty simple. Till now, what are we saying? That on the boat, Rabbi Gamliel could have just done the Nesina to Rabbi Shura, and that would have been good enough for the Maestris. He could have done the Nesina to Rabbi Kiva, that would have been good enough beside Rabbi Gamliel, it would have been Yaitze Eschiv. The only reason that we needed a Kenyan is because Rabbi Shua had to turn around and give it to the Kayanim. Rabbi Kiva had to turn around and be Machnetaniyim. So that's why they did Kenyanim. That's the way the stipler, to answer the Tzais, that's the way he explains the story. Rabbi Kiva Eger, in Mishnayis Maaseh Sheni, asks a very stark akasha on a marit from our story of Rabbi Gamliel. The marit is talking about Hilchis Kinyan Agav. The rules of Kinyan Agav, you all know. Kinyan Agav, if I sell you karka, I could sell you metaltalim in the same in one shot with the karka. Let's say I rent you karka. I'm renting my apartment to you. Could I rent metaltalim together with the karka? So the answer is yes. Just like if I sell you karka, I could sell the metaltalim. I sell you a house. I sell you the furniture. If I rent you an apartment, I could rent you the refrigerator. It's all one Kenyan agav. It works by Sriris, and it works by Mecher. Zokta Marit. What happens if I'm mixing it? I'm renting you an apartment. The karka is b'sriris, and the metaltalim is b'mecher. I'm renting you an apartment, and with it, you're going to buy the furniture that's in the apartment. The way the guys do when they go to Eretz Yisrael, no? They rent apartments and they have to buy they buy the furniture. So is that the good Kenyan Agav? If I do a Kenyan to rent the karka and with that to buy the metaltalim, does that work? So the Marit says that if it's that it works as well, karka b'schiris and metaltalim b'matana, then that works. It's also good. So you can do it both b'kbecher, both b'schirus, one b'mecher, one b'schirus, it all works. However, zok the what? The loshen is b'matana. I think matana mecher, stam would be the same thing. I mean, others, one is for keeps and one is for pot. And one is part, yeah. However, Zokta Marit, this all works. All of these things only work if the one being Makna is an owner. The one being Makna owns the karka. So now, if he's renting it, if he's selling it, he can go, he can mix the selling and the renting, everything works. However, if the one who's being makna is himself only a renter, only a tenant. If I myself only rented an apartment, and now I'm renting it to you, and with that rental I want to be makna metaltalim, so that doesn't work. If I only own the karka, but rental, so I could give it away with rental. But then I can't give away metaltalim b'matrano or b'mecher agavit. If I only own the karka b'schiris, anything I do with this karka can't be more than my schiris. Schiris means I have a rental for it for a year or 2 years. So if I have a rental for 2 years, I could sublease it to you. I could rent it to you for the 2 years. And if they are metaltalim, I could give it to you also only for those 2 years. But if I only own the karka b'schiris in the first place, I can't give you things for keeps with the metaltalim agav a karka, which I don't own for keeps. That's what Maharit says. What? So I could do the metaltalim also, you'll own it for 2 years. Okay. But I can't take, if I'm a renter, I can't take my rented karka and agav my rented karka, give you something that's a permanent haknah. Because if I'm only renting in the first place, I can't do that. But this is all the Maritz Psak. So what do you see from our Gemara differently? What happened in our Gemara? In our Gemara, this Rabbi Kivega asks on the Marit, the Maritz case is exactly our Gemara. What happened in our Gemara? Rabbi Gamliel had chitim. What did he do to Rabbi Yeshua? What did he give Rabbi Yeshua? Mekaymai muster lai. He didn't give Rabbi Yeshua the karka for keeps. He was rented to him. Rabbi Yeshua gave him $1, and he rented the place where the chitim were. And with the chitim, agav the karka. He gave him the chitim. There's no problem. Rabbi Gamliel owned it, so he could do it. If you own something, the Maritz said, if you own it, you could do karka b'schiris and the chitim for keeps, for b'matana, no problem. That's what Gamliel was doing. It's Mamshon Gamliel. He gave the karka b'schiris and the chitim b'matana to Rabbi Yeshua. But 1 minute, what did Rabbi Yeshua do? Rabbi Yeshua now turned around and did what? He gave to the Kayin Trumas Maaser. How did he give him Trumas Maaser? The same way. He said that the 10% of the chitim that's furthest on the Mizrach side is Truma. And he went to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, was a Kayin, and he said, give me $1, you'll rent the karka that's under the chitim. And with that, you kind of the Trumas Maaser. For 1 minute. Rabbi Yeshua himself was only a renter. Rabbi Yeshua himself was only a renter for Rabbi Gamliel. Right, Yeshua himself didn't own the karka. He rented it for Rabbi Gamliel. This is mamish, the case of the Marit, where you're a renter, you rented a place, and now you want to give something to someone else, you're going to rent him the karka, and with that give him a matana. It's exactly the Marit's case. Marit said you can't do it. Marit says that if you rent something, you can't do it with Kinyan Agav to give someone metal for him to keep permanently. Because you're doing it agav the karka, and you don't own the karka permanently. So the Kivega says, it's a funny thing, the Marit comes up with a case, which is mamish Rabbi Gamliel here with Rabbi Yeshua. And once Rabbi Yeshua got it, Rabbi Yeshua is only renting. What's the case? Rabbi Yeshua is renting the karka, and now he's going to rent it out to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And how's he going to be given the Trumas Maaser's? Together with his rental to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he's giving him the Trumas Maaser's for keeps, for
that
permanent. Well, which is his?
The
Metaklim is his, and the Karka is rented. So Maritz said that when you're doing Kinyan Agav, if you only rented the Karka, you can't give Metaklim for keeps together with.
Didn't belong to either. You said that Metaklim was also.
No, when the Metaklim are permanently yours, but the Karka is rented, if you're a renter or you're a tenant, when you're passing it on, you can only pass on Lizman. It's Mamish Astira to the story here, to the second half of the story, where Rabbi Yeshua gave it to the Kayin, gave it to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he was giving it to him. He himself was a renter. and he himself was passing it on. Mamish is stirin. Mamish Maritz case is stirin.
But by Trumas Meiser, which can only tell us at all, so I don't own it. So when I give it to the Kayek, all I have to do, even without a Kenyan, I'm marked it to him. There's no such thing as a Zman, because it's only a Hakimot Ovan.
Has to be Lila.
There's no such thing as giving Trumas Meiser the Zman, because I don't own it.
So why don't you own it? You're a Levi, you own the whole Meiser, and then you separate Trumas Meiser. It's the same as Yisrael on Truma.
I don't own it. All I have to do is I don't have to go. It's not a deal of buying it or receiving it. I have to give it to him. And I have to be machlin, I have to give it to him. But the point is, no such thing as only giving it to him for temporary or giving it to him for forever. It's only for forever. But it's no, it's not an issue of spheres. When does spheres not work? And when does being buying it not work when I only rented it? Is where I have ownership over the chayfetz as well. That I don't have to just be giving it to you with the hakna, but rather I have to go and have to sell it to you, or I can rent it to you. But here it's giving once I...
What you're saying is it's a moment of shevet akun already from before.
I'm saying
it's not the, what you're saying, the Stifler talks about, before he gets to this piece, he calls it Tumah Alchem. He talks about it, but that would preempt the whole Ktzais, with Ketanim, that they'll be not like this whole Ktzais, which is really the first way to Ktzais. Right, but Rabbi Kivaga is this Kasha, that our Gemara's story is a steerer to the Meiritz rule. Meiritz rule is that a tenant can't do Kinyan Agav and give away Matanis. And our Gemara, Rabbi Yeshua, was a tenant, and he was giving away Bivatana, the Trumas Meiser. So the Stipler, like the Ktzais, it's good. Because Rabbi Yeshua was Yaitza giving Truma just b'matana, b'nesina ba'alma. He didn't have to be maknit to the Kayin. Rabbi Gamliel to Rabbi Yeshua was maknit, because Rabbi Yeshua had to in turn give it away vaita. But Rabbi Yeshua, when he gave it to the Kayin, he could do like the Ktzais. He could do b'nesina ba'alma. And the Sina Ba'alma without Kinyan Agav. He didn't do Kinyan Agav. Where Rabbi Yeshua now gives it to the Kayin, he could do like the Ktzai said, just in the Sina. He doesn't have to do a Hakna. He doesn't have to do a Kinyan Agav. It's enough that he's renting the place, and there's a Sina. The Trumas Meiser is on his place. Because the whole Ktzai is saying, all you need is the Sina. So if all you need is the Sina, not Hakna, so Rabbi Yeshua could give it in the Sina. It's a very geshmaka cashbin to answer Rabbi Kivaga's kasha. That Nesina is enough. So Rabbi Gamliel to Rabbi Yeshua had to do a Kenyan because Rabbi Yeshua then had to be able to be Maknavaita. But Rabbi Yeshua himself didn't have to do a Kenyan. He could just be Yitzhak with a Nesina. This is the Stiklus cheshbon.
Just when we say by Rabbi Kiva that he had his beer to give to Daniel, doesn't have to be
Magnet
to
Daniel.
Wouldn't you have to say
the same?
You have to be
Magnet
to the
Levi
to be
able
to give beer?
No. The Rabbi Kiva doesn't have to be Magnet to Daniel. He has to do Nesina to Daniel. But it had to come to Rabbi Kiva with a Kenya so that he could do it Nesina to Daniel. Okay, let's see Rav Papa. Rav Papa Omer. Rav Papa comes with a new teretz. Das Acheres Makna Oison Shani. Das Acheres is different. Till now, every time we talked about Das Acheres, we talked about Ketanim. Then how a Ketanim Kaina with Das Acheres Makna. This is not talking about Ketanim here. This is talking about a Kenyan on a Chatzah She'ena Mishtameres. Rav Papa says that even though Chatzah She'ena Mishtameres, you have to be Oymi Vitzida, that's only where... When do I need to be Yomi B'tzida? By Hefker? By Metzia? After Yomi B'tzida? But Das Acheres Makna Isam Shani, that works even by a Chatzar She'eino Mishtameres. I'll prove it to you, but not Temra. Did not rise, Sarath Nachar Metzia. The Mishnah says if you see them running after a Metzia, and you say you want your Chatzar to be Kaina, so it has to be Mishtameres. Or I'm a tzida that you can get it. Rabbi Yechon had said that the only time you can be kind of it is if you're able to catch the animal. Then your chatz is kind of for you. Well, by Rabbi Yirmiyah, heyach. And Rabbi Yirmiyah said, is that true by a matana too? If I give you a matana, do you have to be able to be ratzach reinu magia? And kibla minei rababa bakahana. Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana was makabel the chilik between Matana and Metzia, that af bishoratzach rei ve'ena magia. What does that mean? That means by Matana, chas hashenim shemeris is kaina, even if the owner can't get it. My time, elam mishem dasacheres makna is anshani. So we see that dasacheres makna works by a chas hashenim shemeris. This is Rav Papa's yisoid. And the only question is why? Just push it, why? If chatz sheinu mishtameres is not kaina, so we have this rule. I have a chatz sheinu mishtameres. I own an open field somewhere. So if something hefka goes into it, not kaina. Chatz sheinu mishtameres, I'm not standing there. A matana, if somebody gives me a matana in my chatz sheinu mishtameres, then it is kaina. Why? Why should it be that that a chatz sheinu mishtameres is kaina by a matana? That's the question. I just realized I made a mistake the other day. I told you that when somebody puts a piece of paper under your windshield, that would be an example of chatz sheinu mishtameres. That's not kaina. It's not true. There's a das acheres makna. The businessman who's walking down the block and sticking it under your windshield, he's makna to you, no?
Not from you.
That's a big example, right? He doesn't care what goes to. He just has to get rid of him. He throws him a bunch of the garbage too, right? If you pass him for Papa, the Machlek Shushan will be passing. The Brahman does not pass him. Okay, be that as it may, Rav Papa is saying that by Chotze She'ina Mishtameres, Das Acheres is Makna, and it works. Question is why? What's the reason?
When we say that
Enum
are we talking about only the owner, but the one who gave it could catch it, or no one?
That's totally in this Ktsais, in the two Mahalchim Ktsais. Okay, the Ktsais brings two Hezbeirim in our Gemara. He shows that each one is a Shita and a Rishayim. And let's just explain the two Hezbeirim and then come up with an Afkamin. The easier Hezber, the most simple Hezber, is the Beis Yosef, who says that if I have a chatz sheinu mishtameres, it's not kaina for me because I'm not oimel b'tzida, I'm not standing there, I'm not shomeret. If a person gives it to me, so it's a chatz hamishtameres through the giver. The giver is makes it mishtameres. If this person sticks this piece of paper under my windshield wiper, assuming he really wants to give a dafka to me, so at the time he puts it there, it's mishtameres. Nobody else could. He's the one making sure I get it. I can't think of another example today that we would have of it. But if somebody wants to give me a gift, and he puts it, he goes to my house, and let's say someone wants to bring me mishloach manos on Purim, and there's nobody home, so he leaves it on my front stoop. So when he puts it down on my front stoop, it's a chatz sheinu. Let's say the front stoop is a chatz sheinu mishtameres. So it's a chatz sheinu mishtameres. It shouldn't be kaina for me. According to the Beis Yosef's pshat, the reason I'm kaina is because when he puts it down, at the moment he puts it down, it is mishtameres. I'm not standing there, but he, the giver, is standing there, and since the giver is standing there, that's enough to make it a chatz mishtameres at that moment. I'm kaina. Of course, when he walks away, it's not mishtameres anymore. But I was already kaina. So when he puts it down, I'm kaina.
There's only the whole chatz mishtameres is kaina. I'm
the
tzida only because it's,
it becomes
now mishtameres.
Yeah, it's probably totally that. We'll see in a second. So this is the Beis Yosef's pshat. Seems to be the Rosh's pshat as well. That the giver makes it mishtameres at the time that he puts it there. At that moment, it's mishtameres. So you're kind of.
What? That's only if you can't stop it, take it away. In case it would like it, you can't take it away. It's
okay. Only if he's mishtameres, but he cares. Okay, mishlach manis, good example. Somebody leaves mishlach manis at someone's door. You go into an apartment house, you leave it by his door, that's chas hashenu mishtameres. What?
Can't be kind of from anywhere.
Maybe he has a shutfist in the hall, I'm not sure. All right, so let's say he leave it on his front stoop.
The person being kind to the other person has to know that it's his or shows his chutz or who it's for. Is that that more?
I think it's automatic when you put something down for someone. I assume it's automatic if you leave it there. I assume it's an automatic thing. So if you hold Das Acheres Makna works, it works because it becomes Mishtameres. That's the Beis Yosef's pshat. The Shita Mukubetzes, which is also brought in the Ketzais, says a different pshat. He says that you only need chatzah mishtameres by hefker or metziah. Why do you need chatzah mishtameres by hefker? Because something that's hefker, the whole Welt has a shaychus to. Hefker things, everyone knows, you see, it's virats, so everyone knows if I catch it, I'll make money on it. It's shaykh to the whole world. By a matana, you don't need chatzah mishtameres. If I'm bringing Mishloach Manos to your house, and I'm putting it down, nobody else has a shaychus to it. A ganav would take it. But it doesn't have shaychus to people. It's either mine or yours. If it's only me and you, so that means I'm the only one with a shaychus to it. I could be machne to you, and even a chatzah sheinu mishtameres. Nobody else counts, because nobody else has a right to take it. Shar inchi bedili minei, the Shita Mukubetza says. People know they're bedili minei, they have no shaykhs to it. It's not like a hefka thing that they that shaykh to the whole world. It's something I'm giving you. It only shaykh to me, it's only shaykh to you. So by my putting it down, you're kind of, even though it's ain't a mishtameres. But by matana, you don't need mishtameres. It doesn't have to be a chatzah mishtameres. L'may nafkamina. Nafkamina would be, let's say, I give you a matana in a way that I'm not watching your field. Let's say I want to be makna something to you. Let's say I left something of mine by your house. I left it by my house. Now I'm home. I really just forgot it there. Now I say, you know what? I give it to you by matana. You can keep it. At this moment, I'm not being shaymerit. Now, if I left it in your house, which is a chatzah mishtameres, of course you're kind of, no question. But let's say I left it where it's ainah mishtameres. I left it in your field where it's ainah mishtameres. I left it on your front stoop. And at that time, I was a magnet to you. Now, I'm a mile away. I say, oh, I forgot whatever. I forgot my umbrella on his front stoop. You know what? Let him keep it. I'm magnet to him. Does that kinyan work? If you hold the first way, like the Beis Yosef, why does a matana work by a chatzah sheinah mishtameres? Why did the Beis Yosef say? It works because it's mishtameres by the giver. The giver, at this moment, is watching it. So that's good if the giver is there. If the giver is far away, then it doesn't work. Masha'ei came like the Shita Mukubetzes. Like the Shita Mukubetzes, a matana doesn't need mishtameres. Matanas work without chatzah mishtameres. So even if I'm a mile away, I can be marked it to you from a mile away because I don't need chatzah mishtameres for matanas. I share in shibidili mine. Some people have no shaychus to. So mela it works. So these are the two ways to learn Rav Papa here in this Gemara. Either it works because it becomes mishtameres, or else it works because it you don't need mishtameres. The Beis Yosef holds in an Agamara, the reason that Acheres Makna does work is because it's talking that the person who's Maknid is there, and that's why it's mishtameres by him. In which case? It's Svirat.
Right.
This is a. What you're asking is the Ktsaisis Kasha, and the Grahi has the same Kasha. We have these two ways to learn the Rishayim. The Ktsais and the Grah both Amatmiya on the Beis Yosef Pshat, that applies Mishtameres. From the Gemara's Raya. The Gemara brought a Raya from Tzvi Ratz, where the Tzvi is running, And it's kind of, the Gemara says, Afa pi sharat zachrein ve'ino magia. Even though you can't catch it, the deer is already too far away to be caught. And still, chatz shein mishtameres is kind of if someone's giving it, if it's das acheres magna. If I give you my deer, even if you can't catch it, it's still kind of. The pashtus of the Gemara is that it's not mishtameres at all, and afal pikein, I could be makna to you, a matana, I could give you my deer or my animal, even though you can't run after it and reach it. If you could run it and get it, then it's pashtus, it's chatz mishtameres. Even if you can't, it's also kind of. So the Gemara, the Pashas HaGemara seems to be a stira to the Beis Yosef's Pshat. We'll have to answer, unless we find a better teretz, we'll have to answer that the Gemara's case is that the giver was able to get the animal. It was his animal. He could call the animal, or he's close enough to the animal. The giver, the machno, was close enough. Only the receiver wasn't close enough. So then, it would answer the kasha from the Gemara that that's why I can be makna to you, because to me it's mishtameres, to the nice. So that would answer the kasha, but the kasha is stronger than the teretz.
In the second shot, what's the kinyan? How's the chatzah working?
Which case?
The case.
In like me, like the shita.
The shita. Because it's not yad. It's not, and even shlichus, we say a shliach is also mishtameres.
The Ksois doesn't explain what the mechanics of it is. In the Kunshasei Shiurim, Rav Gustman goes back to the Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon is his rabbi. When we started Chatzah Shein Mishtameres, I mentioned to you Reb Shimon's clair, that by chatzah she'ein mishtameres, if you aimed b'tzidai, it works. You have a chatzah she'ein mishtameres, and you're standing next to it, it works. So Reb Shimon said there, why does it work? Two ways to learn. Either it works because when you're standing next to it, now it becomes mishtameres, which is Rashi's Lashon. It becomes mishtameres. Or it works because even if it's not mishtameres, it's like your yad. It's like your yad, even if you have a giant field that's miles long. If you're standing there, it's like your yad. And it works, even though it's not mishtaber. It's a new kinyan, the Rav Shimon called it. So he said there are two ways to learn, by chatzah she'ein mishtameres and oime b'tzidai. Either oime b'tzidai makes it mishtameres. If you hold that way, then the same thing with Papa. That would be like the Beis Yosef. Oime b'tzidai makes it mishtameres. Rav Papa's das acheres makna isai. He learns the same thing. It makes it a chatzah mishtameres. The fact that the giver is standing right there makes it a chatzah mishtameres, just like if the receiver is standing right there. So according to that mahalach, a chatzah only works if it's mishtameres. If it's ain't a mishtameres and you're standing there, it becomes mishtameres. If it's dasacheres makna, it becomes mishtameres. The second way to learn was no. A chatzah shein mishtameres is a new kinyan. Like my yad. If I'm standing there, it's like my yad. It's a new kinyan. So that mahalach would be likely to explain this gemara also, that it's a new kinyan. That chatzah shein mishtameres is kind of with dasacheres makna. It's with a new mahalach hakinyanim. That just like if I stand next to a chatzah shein mishtameres, even though they're many miles long and I can't be shomer it, it's far away, but if I stand there, it's my yad. Dasacheres makna also somehow works. The mechanics of it we have to figure out. But also, it's like you're giving it to my yad. You go to my chatzah shein mishtameres, you put it in. Like you put it into my hand. And that would be the way that it would work.
That is according to the Beis Yosef. What's the whole purpose of the answer? The answer was brought to explain why Rabbi Yeshua was coming there from Ma'aser Rishon. Rabban Gamliel wasn't standing by that night. So the Nisim wasn't standing there.
But it was Mishtameres L'das Reb Gamliel. Reb Gamliel's guards were standing at the silo. Right? So even though Reb Gamliel personally wasn't there, his shluchim were there, it was Neshamar for him, it was his house. So he, in effect, was watching it because he was the Bailam.
So,
it wasn't physically there. But.
So if there's guards there, it's still a Chatzir Shein Mishtameres for.
Remember, that was one of the things Reb Shimon said. Reb Shimon said that if you go with the mahalach that Ayme Betzida works because it makes a mishtameres, nafkimina would be if you take someone who's not labar shlichus to guard your field. Right? Even bar shlichus is push, but even labar shlichus, if he guards the field, it becomes also mishtameres. So it doesn't matter, I mean, he has to be guarding it for me. Sometimes the guard himself steals things. But if he's guarding it for me, it works. So Gamliel here, he, Rav Gamliel himself, or Rav Gamliel's people, they were guarding the field for Rav Gamliel, who in turn had things there for Rabbi Yeshua.
So it's not mishtameres for Rabbi Yeshua, but it's mishtameres for Rav Gamliel? It's not mishtameres for Rabbi Yeshua, because otherwise...
Well, it was mishtameres for Rav Gamliel, who in turn wanted it to belong to Rabbi Yeshua, so it's hayno hach. If Rav Gamliel was holding a pekudin for someone else, so it'd be the same thing. I'm holding it for him. You're also. It's interesting. The Ktzais says on the Shitas Pshat, he says that it's gevaldik. Nechmadim mipoz, I think he says it's like gold. It's a beautiful pshat, which of course is always somehow the less pashut pshat. I think the most pashut pshat of Das Acheres Makna is that the one who's giving it is shomer it when he puts it down. That I think would be like the simple way to learn. Sais likes the second shot, what?
The problem with that shot is going a lot of nafkaminas. For instance, the only reason why Rav Gamliel's case is going to work is because it's called Tushin Shemaris.
Yeah, 100%.
It
wouldn't
work. 100%.
That's a problem. It's not a problem, it's a chiddush. Another problem is, I don't know, it will confuse you or it'll help you, but I was just wondering, the whole shita is that if I go, and what's the shita saying? Chatzim Mishtameris means, if I have my thing and I'm giving it to you, if I put Mishlach Boris by your stoop, so Sharinchi Bedili Minei. People know to stay away from it. Since people know to stay away from it, it's just between me and you. So even a Chatzim Shayna Mishtameris is cutting it, right? So it seems to me that we get involved here in a cyclic reasoning. If Chatz She'ena Mishtameres is kind of a tzvi, let me phrase it differently. If I have a tzvi shavur in my field, I have a field, I have no fence around it, it's just an empty lot, and I have a tzvi shavur in the middle of my lot. So I'm saying I'm not kind of. So according to the Ktzais, Neshita, why I'm not kind of? People are not bedili minei. People are going to go and they're going to take it. Now, the Shita is saying we're not talking about Ganovim. Because if we're talking about Ganovim, if somebody were to give me a gift in the middle of my lot, somebody comes and gives me a matana, I have an open lot, he puts it in the middle of the lot, he says, I'm akne to the Baal HaSada. The Shita says, I'm kinder. Even though Ganovim could come, but he says, people are bedili minei. A matana, people are bedili minei. A metziah, a hefker is different. But if I have hefker in the middle of my field, if the din is I'm kinder, then people have to be bedili minei. The only reason people are not bedili minei is because I'm not kaina. It's a funny thing. No? Like, if the din would be a chatzis kaina hefker, so then people have to be bedili minei. Just like if you give me a gift in the middle of my field. Why are people bedili minei? Because most people are basically honest and stay away from things they have no shaykhs to. So it's sort of circular reasoning. The whole cheshbin, before the Shita Mukubet says, till now, I was thinking, we're talking about people. Well, a lot of people, they're honest, but if something is in the gray area, they'll take it. So that's what I figured. A chatz she'ena mishtameres is like a gray area. You know, everybody knows there's this empty lot that everyone sure takes a shortcut through. So you find something there, people tend to take it. That's why I understood, I think most of us understood, chatz mishtameres, she'ena mishtameres means from people who are not 100% honest. Comes the sheet, he says, no. If it's something that belongs to me, no one's going to take it. It's only hefka type of things that people are going to take. We seem to be dealing with people who are basically, or are honest. So if you give me a matana, my chatzah she'en mishtameres, I'm kind of it. Because bedili minei, people stay away. So I don't understand. If people are honest, so it's funny. If a chatzah she'en mishtameres would be kind of things, so then honest people won't take it. It's only because the halacha is it's not kind of, that's why people take it. It's a strange thing. And more than that, if I have a chatz she'ena mishtameres, if I have an empty lot, Are you allowed to walk through my lot, Alpidin? Are you just allowed to walk through my empty lot? Huh? What's a din? Huh? Nothing's wrong. Are you allowed to walk through my lot? Huh? Why are you allowed to walk through? You're trespassing on my property. What? The Gemara says that Rabbi Yeshua made it tonight when he was chaylik Eretz Yisrael, that in the Yemaisa Chama, when nothing's growing, people can walk through other people's field. That's not in the Etzem of Dini Mominis that you can walk through people's fields. Are you allowed to walk through? Are you allowed to walk through someone's field just like that? Huh? Zenem Zalechaser? What's it then?
Isn't he allowed to live inside his house?
What?
Zenem Zalechaser, he's allowed to set up his tent and start cooking or whatever.
He's allowed to, or if he does it, he doesn't have to pay?
I don't know.
That's good. It's like Tysis in Bava Basra and Tysis in Bava Kama. If you're allowed to Chatchila. But Zenem Zalechaser, most Rishonim hold you're not allowed to do a Chatchila. You're not allowed l'chatchil just to go and do it. If you did it, you don't have to pay. Zenez l'chas is part. But to do l'chatchil, you're not going to do l'chatchil. But what is trespassing? Is an English word. The question is there such a Hebrew word? That's the question, right? Taisus in the Ikka Sugi of Zenehen and Bava Kama holds like you say. You can't trespass on somebody's property. Although the guy's a Russia for stopping you. If you have property, and you're loy chaser. All right, some people feel they're chaser. Everyone walks through my driveway and our privacy or whatever it is. But stamazoy, you're a Russia. Zenev zay chaser is a midas adayim. But if somebody wants to be a Russia and not let me through, he cannot let me through. It's a funny thing. All I mean to add is this nakuda. It's a very strange thing because our understanding of chatzah sheinu mishtameres till now is that people might take things. This Shita Mukubetzis is pshat is just a little strange because it's saying, I have the same open field. I have an open lot. Let's say I have an open lot in the middle of Flappish. So if a hefka thing goes there, I'm not kind of, because people will take it. Middle of my lot. People will just take it. So someone dropped a quarter in the middle of my lot. It's not mine. People will just take it. But if you give me a matana in the middle of my lot, if you take a box and you put it there for me, so then, for that, I am kainah, because bedili minei. Because people are not going to take it. It's like a funny thing. So what's the gedder? It's ein mishtameres, and yet people are not going to take it. The whole cheshbin, it's funny. The cheshbin beis yosef is much easier cheshbin. That das cheres machna makes it mishtameres. Much, much easier cheshbin. At any rate, okay, tomorrow, we're going to do this next piece of Gemara pretty quickly. Boy Rava Zarek Arnaki. Oh, these are important. All right, which you should spend your questions on. Boy Rava Zarek Arnaki. There's one of the famous Ketzaisim. You probably heard it over the yeshiva years. Where the Ketzais holds that if you mafka something, it's still yours. Ketzais Yeshit is, if you make something hefker, it's still yours until someone takes it. A tremendous chiddush of the Ketzais. It's based on this Gemara. And that's what you should spend your kaifas on. So finish to the Mishnah for tomorrow and